a bad time?
I'm in the middle of something, but I can tell you it very called me.
It is? Okay, you spoke?
Yep, and I'm, you know, we both, you know, came to the agreement that, you know, the, OPMC?
Yeah.
Was the best avenue for what you had described.
Really? Okay. I kind of really find it hard to believe. But, yeah, I'm going to ask you to be a straight shooter. You be a straight shooter with me?
Of course.
Is there anything else, any reason why I'm really concerned about, like, is it because it's strong? Is it, you know?
No, I'm telling you, it's just because, well, town of Brighton, you know, and the city, well, they're going to be different as far as, you know.
I know, but it seems kind of weird that nobody even wants to take me, allow me to take a report on it, make a report, put it down on writing, whatever. Because who knows? What if somebody, the next guy walks in and says, I understand this doctor doing something to me. I mean, I don't understand how, you know, I'm just curious. It seems like I'm being, you know, am I being dissuaded from trying to file a report? That's what I'm asking you.
No.
No?
Yeah. No. I, you know, you can't take reports that have no, value to police. You know,
really? Because I thought you were. See, I was under the impression, you know, if I thought I saw a ham sandwich hit my mailbox and I wanted to make a report about it, I could make a report, and there would be a report about it. Whether or not anything happens is another story.
That's a different set of circumstances, you know.
What do you mean? How is that different than me making a report? Isn't that different? You were trying to, somebody needs to explain, there's a difference. Isn't there a difference between a report and a complaint?
Yeah, there is.
How you explain that to me?
I did, but in this particular case, there's no crime. You know, you're saying the ham sandwich to the mailbox, well, that's a crime.
Well, there's a crime? So you guys are going to go take that seriously and go and investigate a ham sandwich?
No, we're going to take a report, whether we're going to investigate it.
But you won't take a report on this. And that gets me thinking, wow, is Strong just somehow involved with this?
So, you know, a report has been filed with the OPMC, and we that's the appropriate place for this.
Okay. So you would tell me, though, if you were like, you know, we want to, like, just shut this thing down. And if that's in my, and you would tell me that that would be in my best interest, right? Bob, you just need to shut this thing down, otherwise you're going to be stirring up fucking problems for yourself. Is that what's going on?
No, I would not tell you that.
You wouldn't tell me that?
It's not my business to tell you that. My business, so I'm telling you straight, if a report was needed for it, I'd take, I can't put this on a crime report or any type of police report.
Any kind of police report?
No.
That's just really strange to me. I mean, you have to appreciate why I would think that seems particularly odd.
Well,
I mean,
we deny people police reports all the time.
I know, but
we also don't want to be.
Did I seem less than credible? Am I less than credible? Is that the issue? You talked with this Mary Randall. Did she say anything about me being less uncredible? Or
she said you're very credible. That is now. I told her the same thing, that I don't feel it belongs on a police report.
Really?
Well,
and based on what? I'm just
not
curious.
The town of Brighton.
Not for the town.
Make an allegation about inappropriate contact in the city of Rochester. That's different.
Well, you understand. I mean, you guys made a report that that chick at the JCC about that ridiculous nonsense from the JCC, and she can file a report. And I'm thinking, what the hell? That? And you said, anybody can say, you know, make any report. Depends on what we do with it.
Well, you remember it all. You're alleging the guy came to your house, Bob, voluntarily. You let him in the house voluntarily. You consented to have some type of.
I don't know whether that's true or not. That's what I want you to investigate. I don't know whether that's true. I was kind of clear about that. I don't know how much I could consent to this and that and what was going on here. But at the end of the day, whether you guys want to investigate it or not, I would think that you would say, okay, Bob, you know what? In case this happens, I hear another case happens down the road,
I tell you
what,
Bob,
the report. Here's your crime report. Here's your number. Just, you know, and...
Okay, tell you what. You feel it was non-consensual, then by all means, I'm going to refer you to our investigative unit.
Consensual, not consensual. You read my statement. You read my statement, right?
Yeah, I can tell you.
It seems consensual to you, huh?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right.
Well,
that's cool.
In our definition.
Okay, that's cool, because you know what? That's not really my argument about necessarily. It just seems odd that I can't file a report of any report.
That's why I'm hung up on this whole thing, simply because I won't take a report from
you. Not you or whatever. I mean, right, that's people like RPD, it's like all kind of weird. It's just kind of strange to me, okay? So, all that to me, you understand the argument? The argument is, Mike...
Yeah, you're being told you can't do something you want to do.
No, that's not it at all. I want to be able to express the same legal rights as everybody else in the town and in the county and everybody else. And if you guys, you know, and just file and get my due process, part of my due process at the same time.
Like I told you, you feel...
I agree with you. What happened up at the hospital is what the freak pisses me off. That's what gets me. That was not a physical exam. That guy was getting off at the freaking hospital. And the proof of that is because 2 weeks later he was at my house having lunch with me. Without any other contact, that's it. The guy's saying this and that and blah, blah, blah. So, you know what? We're going to take a report. Because it supports whatever, and I understand how you wanted me to go to RPD first and file the report. If they did, then you would. And isn't that what you said?
No, I didn't say if they did, I would.
Oh, you didn't say that. Oh, I thought you were like, you know, when, you know, that you, that was the impression I got, that you wanted me to go to that because that was like the chronological thing. And
if there was a crime,
if there was a crime, it happened at the hospital, but
yep,
you started you. I don't think you can even consent with a doctor, period. You know that? I don't think, period. It's kind of like if it was, you know, again, we've talked about Pignato, the whole thing. It's kind of really just, you know,
Bob,
disappointing.
Guy comes to your house, you let him in.
Okay.
The house.
Okay. Guess what happened? I guess what he said happened up at the hospital was true.
Yeah.
That's my point. So, but nobody wants, that's what's kind of peculiar. And then, oh my God, he's got an admission on tape that the guy actually came over and did all this shit. So you know what? That really, this guy's argument's pretty freaking, you know, it seems like an open and shut case. Something happened up there. And if you don't believe it, and Mary Randall doesn't believe it, or anybody else doesn't believe it, you know what? Let's go to a jury then. And let's see. But no, I'm not going to get that privilege. I'm not even going to be option of like getting filing a report.
Well,
it's just odd.
It's not a crime in the town of Brighton.
It's not a crime in the town of Brighton. Well, again, I don't know. Maybe it's an interpretation. I don't know. But
Well, yeah.
I mean,
in your mind, would it be a crime?
I don't know.
Sure.
No, I don't. Your mind. No, it's not in my mind. What, are you trying to say I'm crazy?
No, an appeal law of the state of New York.
I get it.
Not a crime.
The penal law in the state of New York, section 130, whatever, you know, unless the doctor says that having sex with you is part of the medical procedure, it's against the law. And it falls into whatever. And I'm not saying I never said I was raped or anything. I never said that, did I?
No.
Never said that, did I? Oh, I was raped. I never said that. What I'm saying is, whatever happened up there, yeah, maybe it was forcible touching, it was something. And something was inappropriate. And you guys make it sound, and it's weird, because is it because he's a doctor that he's like whatever gets, I mean, as soon as I tell you guys, I mean, you don't think it's against, you know, what do you guys think when I say, was I talking, you know, he's jerking my dick and he's saying, well, it doesn't have anything to do with my dick size. Seems to me that it's not a medical exam anymore. What is the medical purpose for talking to me like that? Asking me if I'm a top or a bottom.
It was not appropriate.
Tell me what the legitimate purpose is, because without a legitimate medical purpose for it, it's against the law, Penal Code 130, New York State Section, blah, blah, blah. I get it, and it just seems as peculiar. If you have your, you know, Brayton doesn't want to, that's fine, but I think it's really kind of peculiar that, again, I think if I, like, really, I was trying to think, this just doesn't, I'm trying to think of an analogy, you know? If I, like, you know, was in a room, in an elevator, there's no cameras. I'm in an elevator with somebody, and I touch somebody's, some chick, and I touch her inappropriately, through her sweater, touch her breast inappropriately through the sweater. If she gets out, we get out of the elevator, and she calls 911, you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to jail. You guys are going to take, you know, this is ridiculous. And then, of course, you know, she's got some admission. And then, you know, with this, man, it just seems like, you know, I'm not getting the same due process that other people in the world would. I don't know whether it's the guy-on-guy thing. I don't know whether it's strong, whether or not. It just seems really peculiar. Can you appreciate that?
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong? Okay. All right. Well,
your theories that you just mentioned are wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they? Yeah, how?
I suppose they're wrong. Any conspiracy you got going on saying that it's a doctor or U of R, or it's all irrelevant to me. None of that matters.
Hmm. Okay.
What matters is if a crime occurs here in the town of Brighton, I'd be more than happy to take a report. A crime did not occur here. If one were to occur, that'd be up to the city of Rochester to determine that.
Okay.
They would take the crime.
You don't think that there's, so you really, there's no crime occurred here at all? Really? Okay. All right. That's how you see it. Okay, cool. Thank you for being clear.
Okay,
sorry I bothered you. Appreciate your time, Mary Randall.
Continue with the, you know, OPMC. I'm sure that's the best course of action.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. I appreciate it.
You told me you were going to consult an attorney. Have you done that?
Yeah, actually, I have. I have.
If an attorney wants to talk to me,
yeah,
feel free to give my number.
Yeah, I know, but what would be the reason for that? You didn't see that already? No crime occurred here in the town of Brighton?
Yeah, if he thinks that I'm wrong and he wants to talk to me about it, have him call me.
Okay. All right.
You know, that's fair, right? I'm not claiming to be an expert, Bob. So,
well, then,
if that attorney,
I agree.
Says,
so Mary Randall. So when you spoke with it, it's because if Mary Randall had told you, you know, something.
No, I also don't work for DA. You know.
Okay. All right. I don't know how it all plays up.
Yes,
I don't. You understand? I'm just the guy who's like, you know, feels like a victim.
Yeah. No, I talked to her.
I got to tell you, Mary Randall called me a victim. She said, you know, I'm sorry you were victimized.
You are a victim.
I am a victim.
Absolutely.
I'm a victim, but nobody wants to write it down. That seems kind of peculiar.
Well,
you just admitted, you know, you agreed that I'm a victim.
You are. There's got to be the right venue. This is not it. So this town is not it.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Mike, listen, I know I'm obviously stirred up about it.
Now, hey, if I'm wrong, you have somebody let me know.
I appreciate that. I will.
Well, if you find out different, if an attorney says the Mike the same's wrong, I want to talk to him, pass him up.
Okay.
And I'm not saying, you know, but digging my feet in, you know, saying I'm not helping. You know, if there's something out there that I don't know, I want somebody to educate
me. Okay. So,
okay, Bob?
I appreciate that. Well, all right. Again, have a nice day, and hopefully we'll be able to cross paths.
Let me know.
Under a better circumstances sometime.
Let me know if there's something else I can do.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if there's something else you can do.